started the Torah in Northwest London, Monday, 4th of Elul, 21st of August. Rabbi Yanki Wiesenfeld, Shlita, Kedusha elucidated. This week's Torah has been sponsored lichvod Simchas Habar Mitzvah of Shlomi Spitzer and Yossi Emanuel. Last Shabbos Parsha Shoft Mehiroten Shisko Horehem Viziknehem Rav Nachas Mehem Mekol Yotzei Chalotzehem.
So Baruch Hashem, it's nice to see everybody back from the holidays. If some of you over there would like to move a bit forward, then you can make space for the people who are standing at the back. But talking about holidays, I had the privilege over the holidays in Spain to say a Dvar Torah every day for 5 minutes after Shacharis in Spain. And my subject this year was the subject of Kedusha. Kedusha in this context, I'm not speaking about Kedusha as a general concept of holiness. I'm talking about the Kedusha that we say in davening, what we call Kedusha. We say Kedusha at least three times a day. The ikkar of Kedusha is the psukim of Kodosh, 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 and Boruch. Everybody knows that, for instance, if the Shliach Tzibur has started Shemoneh Esrei and you're still davening, and you've said Hamavorech Hasamo Yisrael Basholoim, and you've said Yiyu L'Rotzoin, and then you hear that the Shliach Tzibur is up to Kedusha, then you say the psukim Kodosh, 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 and you say the psukim, the pasuk of Boruch Vayda Hashem Mimkoimoi, without the bits and pieces around it, because they are the ikkar of Kedusha. And this Kedusha we say at least three times a day. We say it in Yoitzer, in order to say it at the beginning of Shacharis, before the Kel Boruch Nimos Yitenu. We say Kodosh, Kodosh, and Boruch there. Then we say it in Kedusha in Chazoras Hashatz, and then we say it a third time in Uvo L'Tzion, Mekabne De Medein, etc., etc. We say Kodosh, 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 and we say Boruch Vayda Hashem Mimkoimoi. Now, speaking for myself, maybe this is all things that the audience know, and they, you know, I'm not going to be mechadish anything. But speaking for myself, if I would have asked myself a few weeks ago, before I researched this, what's the kedusha all about? Then I've got a general basic idea, nekadesh shimcha ba'olam, that in this world we want to be mekadesh the ribbono shel olam, k'shem shemakdishim oisa b'shmei morim, the same way that they do it in heaven, and therefore we say the psukim kodesh kodesh that the malachim say. Which malachim? Don't know. Is it the same malachim who say kodesh kodesh, and the same malachim who say baruch vayda Hashem imkoimoi? I don't know. Oz b'koy ra'ash gadol. Then at the time of the great noise, the massive sound. When was the Oz? When is this Kol Ra'ash Gadol? When did it take place?
When Mashiach will come.
When Mashiach will come.
Yeah.
But it says, Adir v'chozom mashmiim koil. That's happening now. Misnasin u'mastrofim. Yeah? So, when was the Oz b'Kol Ra'ash Gadol? If you would have asked me, I would have said Matan Torah. And I would have been wrong. So, that's something that we're going to discuss as well.
Then, you say is
what?
Mashmiim koil mean now,
present. Present, exactly. So what's
it's
happening
daily,
then?
Daily honoring HaKadosh Baruch for the Malachim.
Okay, fine. So what's the Ra'ash Gadol? What's the noise that we're talking about? And then it says, Misnasim Lu'umas Sarofim. Yeah, something about raising or going up. Misnasim, are they being praising the Ribbono Shel Olam, they're being Menasei the Ribbono Shel Olam. What exactly is, and what's Pshat Lumos Hasrofim? And then we say, Lumosom Boruchim Eiru, or Lumosom Meshabchim Vorimim. I asked a couple of people, what does it mean? They said, like all the Malachim together. Lumosom is in unison. It doesn't mean that at all. And then, as I said, Kodesh Baruch, is it the same? And then on Shabbos, we say, Adir V'chozok Mashmiim Koil. Where Oz B'Koil Ra'ash Gadol? Adi v'chozok mashmiim koil. What's adi? Adi v'chozok means mighty and strong mashmiim koil. Yeah. So mighty and strong are being mashmiim koil. Are they names of malochim or what? Where does the words? Yeah. Because it doesn't actually say in that verse, if you like, in that phrase, it doesn't tell you who is making the noise, unless you say adi v'chozok are malochim. But otherwise, it says adi v'chozok, powerful and mighty mashmiim koil, making noise. So what does that mean? And then finally, in the Avot L'Tzion, at the end, we say, Vatisoeni ruach, v'eshma acharei kol ra'ash gadol. What does Vatisoeni Ruach mean? What's the spirit here that we're talking about? Yeah, Vatisoeni Ruach. We say it every day, three times a day, and on days when there is Musaf, then you've got another two times. You've got the Chazor Sashatz of Musaf, you've got a Kedusha, and you've got a Volotzi in a Mincha, or in Ne'ilah. So therefore, you can be saying Kedusha five times a day. And personally, I realized that I didn't really know, apart from a vague concept of us saying the psukim that the malachim say in heaven, I had really no idea what the words mean. So we're going to try and explain all these words. Belineda, I hope that at the end of this session, that you'll all understand all the nusach. I mean, obviously we have no hasoga in what the malachim are actually doing and saying. That we don't understand, but there is a certain amount we can understand. And I hope that, like me, you'll walk out afterwards. David knows this all already. But David was there in Spain. He heard it all every day. But, like me, after davening, after this session, hopefully, you'll have a better understanding of what you're saying, what we are saying when we say Kedusha. And I thought, you know, I gave it over in Spain, and I thought, Hamachasani, you know, can I deny the good citizens of London that they should also have the benefit of this information? Therefore, I want to thank Dudi for this platform that I can share it with you, and I hope it will change your Kedusha forever. Okay, so as we said, the Iki Kedusha is Kodosh and Baruch. Where does this Psukim Kodosh and Baruch come from? What?
Yeshaya.
Both of them? Cheskel. Both of them. What's it called? The Kedusha tells us, gives us a clue. It says, Kakosuv Aliad Nevi'echo. So we've got to look in the Nevi'im. Right? We need to split it. Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh is the first Nevuah, and that is Nevuah of Yeshaya. The Baruch Kvod Hashem in Koimoi is going to be the Nevuah of Yechezkel. Okay? There are two separate Nevuahs and two separate Psukim. And one is in Yeshaya, and one is in Yechezkel, and the Radak discusses the differences. The differences between the Nevuahs of Yeshaya and the Nevuah of Yechezkel were very, very different. Let's take the first one, Kodesh Kodesh. That is the Nevuah of Yeshaya. It's in Yeshaya Perek Vov, and the entire thing, from the beginning of when he saw the Kisei HaKovod, until he heard the Malachim saying, Kodesh Kodesh, is three Psukim. That's all. And the Radak says as follows. Yeshayahu, his Nevuah was on a much higher madriga than Yechezkel. Yeshayahu, his Nevuah took place 100 years before Churban Habayis, before Churban Habayis Rishon, 100 years beforehand. And the king at the time was Chizkiyahu HaMelech, who was a tzaddik. And Klal Yisrael were Oisim Ritzoyne Shel Mokoyim. And the Beis HaMikdash was standing al Mechoynoi. And Yeshayahu was on a very high madriga. And therefore, when he saw the image of the Kisei Rom Meniso, of the Kisei HaKovod, and the Malachim saying Kodosh, for him it wasn't a big Chiddush. He was on that Madrega that he just recorded in three Psukim. All he says is, I saw the Kisei Rom Meniso, I saw the Srofim Oimdim Imaloi. So now let's define, we're talking about the Srofim, okay, a particular type of Malach. He says the only description he gives of them is that each one has six wings. Sheish knofayim, sheish knofayim le'echot. We'll come back to that later. And then he says, and they said, yeah, v'noitli m'shus, yeah, zeh lo zeh, l'haklish yoytzo menachas ruach, b'sof of a ruah of inimo. These malochim are saying kodosh kodosh in a sof of a ruah of inimo. It's gentle, it's sweet, it's pleasant to listen to. And the serofim are surrounding the kisei hakovod, and they're saying Kodosh Kodosh. So you've got the highest part of heaven, Srofim Oimdim Imaloi, we've got the highest part of heaven. He sees a Kisei Rom Meniso, and he sees the Malachim, the Srofim, standing around the Kisei HaKovod and saying Kodosh 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 Hashem Tzvokos Meloich Loretz Kavodoi. And that was the Nevuah of Yeshaya. That's the first part of Kedusha. We finish now with Kodosh Kodosh, and we're moving on now to the Nevuah of Yechezkel, because it was Yechezkel who saw Baruch Vayda Hashem in Koyme. Zok Daradak. Let's compare the Nevuah of Yechezkel with the Nevuah of Yeshaya. Yechezkel went into Golus 11 years before Churban HaBayis. 11 years before Churban of the Bayis Rishon in 3338, 11 years earlier than that, there was a major exile. yeah, in which Yechonya Melech Yehuda was exiled together with most of the leaders of Klal Yisrael, including Yechezkel Hanovi, who went into Golus 11 years to Bovel before Churban HaBayis, and including, as we know, Mordechai HaTzadik. Ashehoglo Mirushalayim, Im Hagoylo, Ashehoglo So, Im Yechonyo Melech Yehudo, Ashehoglo Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bovel. So Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bovel made Golus Yechonyo, the king Yechonyo Yehoyachin at the time, was taken into Golus with Mordechai HaTzadik and Yechezkel. And Yechezkel was the only one of the Nevi'im who prophesied, who had a Nevuah in Chutz La'aretz. Well, some say because he already had Nevuah in Eretz Yisrael, therefore he could continue in Chutz La'aretz. And therefore his... Now, at that time, Klal Yisrael were in Shefal HaMadrego. They were just very, very near to Churban HaBayis. And they were in a terrible physical and in a terrible spiritual state. He says that I am Besoich HaGoylo 5 years... He says, after he arrived in Bovel. So we're talking 6 years before the Churban, that Yechezkel is saying this Nevuah. And he sees images, but he doesn't see the images as clearly as Yeshayahu Hanavi. He doesn't see the images clearly. He sees it as Baklaria She'eino Me'iro. It says like a Ben Kafar, like a villager who never gets to see the king, Kimat. That's what the Radak says. So his Nevuah is on a much lower Madrega than the Nevuah of Yeshaya. Yeshaya has seen the Kisei HaKovod and the Srofim saying Kodesh Kodesh. He sees at the lowest level in Shemayim, he sees, and by the way, he describes it in 28 Pesukim. Yeshaya described the whole thing in 3 Pesukim, because by him he was on such a high Madrega that he was familiar with the... with the Mareches Shemayim, with things that go on in heaven.
Where was his prophecy?
Yechezkel, he says, Al Nahar Kvor, he was in a place called Nahar Kvor in the land of Kastim.
And where is that in Nevi'im?
What? That's in Iraq today.
No, where's the Nevi'im?
In Nevi'im, okay. So we're talking in Yechezkel Perek Aleph. Right at the beginning of Yechezkel, he describes in the whole of the Perek, 28 Pesukim, he describes what he saw. Because for him, says the Radak, it was, wow, amazing. He'd never seen it before. For him, he wasn't so familiar like Yeshayahu with Malachim and with the Kisei HaKovod and that sort of thing. And therefore, everything for him was amazing. And he described everything in detail. And what he says is as follows. You can see it in the Pesukim. It's all very clear. Yeah, that he says, the first thing I saw was, I saw the Chayois. I saw a different type of Malach. The Srofim are the ones who are Oimdim Imal Loi at the top. But I saw the Chayois. And he describes what he saw. He says each one had 4 faces. Each one had 4 wings, not 6 wings. We'll discuss that soon. He says, I see these Chayois and Ragleim Regel Yeshoro. He describes them in detail what he saw. And he says that they came along and they were making a massive noise. A Rash Godoy with their wings. The wings were bashing against each other. And these Chayois arrive at the bottom of the lowest level of Shemayim. They arrive in making a huge racket, says. And then came the Oifanim. And the Oifanim, which is a different type of Malach, each Oifan attaches itself to one Chayo. And he says, over here, Nosei, when the Chayois go up, then the Oifanim go with them. And when the Chayois go down, the Oifanim go with them. You've got pairs. You've got pairs that the Ofanim attached to the Chayos. So we're talking now the Ofanim, the Chayos HaKodesh. This is the Nevuah of Yechezkel, at the lower level of heaven. They come along, and they arrive, says Yechezkel, at some lower level, and they can hear that something is going on at the Kisei HaKovod. The Srofim Oimdim Imaloi are saying Kodesh Kodesh in a sweet and a pleasant voice, in a tuneful, you know, pleasant to listen to. Yeah, and they say, Meshos of Shaya Limze Loze, Aye Mekoin Kavoidoi. We also want to say, the Oifanim and the Chayas HaKodesh also want to give Shvach to the Rabbeinu Shloilam. They don't know where he is, but they can see, or they can hear, or they can sense that there's something going on high up above them. So what do they have to do? In order to say their Shvach, they raise themselves up to the level of the Kisei HaKovod and the Srofim. So the Srofim and the Kisei HaKovod are up there. these Oifanim and Chayas Kodesh have arrived here, Misnasim Leumas Hasrofim. They raise themselves up so that they're at the same level as the Srofim. Leumas Hasrofim, opposite the Srofim. So they raise themselves up, the Oifanim and Chayas Kodesh came here, they raise themselves up there, Misnasim Leumas Srofim, they raise themselves up so that they're facing the Srofim, and then Leumasom Meshabchim Ve'oimrim, then they say, Boruch Kavod Hashem Im Koimoi. They don't say Kodesh Kodesh Hashem Svokos because they can't see the Kisei HaKovod. But they sense that it's there, and they know it's there, so they say, Boruch Kavod Hashem Mim Koimoi. And then what happens is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Yechezkel and gave him the Nevuah that he has to say to Klal Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Yechezkel, the Bnei Yisrael are sinners, and they need to have a Toichocha, and you need to go and speak to them and give over my message. Vatisoeni ruach, nothing to do with spirits and holiness or anything like that. Vatisoeni ruach means that a wind lifted me. In other words, I was in this place where I was seeing this mara. Vatisoeni ruach, and then the Rabbeinu Shlomo sent a wind to propel me, to lift me up, and sent me back to civilization. Yeah, Vatisoeni ruach, that the wind lifted me, Voeshma acharai, and as I was going away from this place, I could hear behind me that the Srofim, sorry, not the Srofim, the Chayos and the Afane HaKodesh are saying, Barash Godoil, Voeshma acharai Korash Godoil, Boruch Kavod Hashem Im Koimoi. So there we have the Nevuah of Yeshaya at the high level, and that's the Srofim. We say it. The first part, Kodesh Kodesh, is the Srofim. And they say it there at the Kisei HaKovod, there at the high level. And then, Oz, then, Bekoil Rash Godoil. These Oifanim and Chayos HaKodesh arrive in a great noise. They make a racket because they are hitting, the wings are bashing against each other. The Pasuk describes the Pesukim say, Kol Kanfeim, the noise of their wings, Kekol Maim Rabim, Kekol Hamulo, Kekol Machane. It sounds like an army, it sounds like a Maim Rabim, like waterfalls, etc. It's a huge noise that they make. Oz then, Bekoil Rash Godoil, in the great noise, nothing to do with Matan Torah, yeah, Bekoil Rash Godoil, Adi V'chosam Hashmi and Ko, we'll discuss it in a minute. Misnasim Luma Srofim, they raise themselves up opposite the Srofim, and Lumosom, when they're facing them, Meshabkim V'oimim O'Boruch Himeru, Boruch Kavod Hashemim Koimoi. That is the Nevuah of Yechezkel. Agav, just in brackets, if you look up in if you look up online or anywhere else the history of Ben Gurion Airport, yeah, then you'll find that the first commercial flight took place from Cairo to Lod Airport, as it was known at that time, on the 8th of August, 1935, 88 years ago. The odd site was a few days ago, right? On the 8th of August, 1935. But in the Pasuk it says, in the Pasuk of Yechezkel it says, Vatisoeni ruach, that the wind came and blew me and propelled me, and I landed in a place called Tel Aviv, he says. So therefore the first person to land in Tel Aviv, it's not the same Tel Aviv. He says it's Tel Aviv al Noah HaKavor. But the first person to land in Tel Aviv was 2,451 years ago. Not 88 years ago. It was Yechezkel HaNovi who landed in a place called Tel Aviv in the land of Kastim al Nahar Kavor. But he landed in Tel Aviv. That's probably where the name comes from. Tel Aviv is probably taken from the Pasuk. But in any event, it's a little bit of trivia there for you. Okay, so now everything fits in very nicely. Nakdishov and Aritzach, we wanted to praise the Rabbeinu Shlomo, to bless the Rabbeinu Shlomo, K'noyam Siach Sois HaFekodesh, like the Srofim do, therefore we say Kodesh Kodesh, and then Afanachas Kodesh, Kambarash Godel, etc. Fine. Now, we've got a couple of things that we have to deal with still in the few minutes that we've got available. Number one is, what's Pshat Oz B'Koy Rash Godoil? We said already, we know what the Koy Rash Godoil is. It's the noise of the Malachi, of the Oifanim and the Chayas HaKodesh, who are making a noise with their wings, and also making a Koy Rash Godoil and saying, Boruch Kavod Hashem Im Koimoi. What's Pshat Adir V'Chozok Mashmiim Koil? Adir V'Chozok Mashmiim Koil. It doesn't actually say in this verse, who's making the noise? Who's Mashmiim Koil? Unless you say, and there is one shitter that wants to suggest, that Adir and Chozok are the names of Malachim. Yeah, but that's a bit difficult to understand. Adir and Chozok, they're Mashmim. Yeah, the words Adir and Chozok don't appear in the Nevuah of Yecheskel, and they don't appear in the Nevuah of Yeshaya. They don't speak about an Adir and Chozok. Yeah, he speaks about Koil Rash Godol, Koil Hamulah, Koil Machane, etc. But he doesn't speak about Adir and Chozok. Those words seem they don't belong. So there are Mephoshim who discuss it as follows. I came across an interesting pshat of the Tiferes Yisrael in the Mishnah in Perek Aleph of Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah says there, Al toim adovo she'i efshe lishmoya, she'soifoi lishmoya. Lishoma. Yeah? Soifoi lishoma. Which means, normally we say it means, that don't say something on a secret basis. You know, like, I'm telling you something, but please don't tell anybody. I'm revealing the secret to you, but tell nobody else. Because she'soifoi lishoma, because eventually the walls have ears, as it says. Yeah, eventually things get out, and then it can be embarrassing for you because it'll come out that you're the one who revealed it, etc. That's the normal pshat. Tiferes Yisrael says something else. He says, take it in one line without the comma in the middle. Al toimadova she'ef she'lishmoya she'soifo lishoma means. He says, first of all, a public speaker, somebody who's speaking in Torahway, he shouldn't speak in riddles. He shouldn't speak vaguely. He shouldn't speak in such a way that he says, Vahamei v'nyovin. I'll say something over. Yeah, you know, when you stop and you reflect and you think about it, then you'll work out exactly what I mean. Or, you know, I can't explain to you the pshat exactly as it is now, but if you reflect upon it or if you look it up later on, then you'll be able to work it out. He says, no. He says, a public speaker has to speak clearly. He has to say exactly what he means, and the audience has to be able to chap at the time of the shir. They ought to be able to chap the entire shir exactly what the public speaker wants to give over. And then he extends it. It's a very novel idea. But he extends it to Sforim. And he says, don't write Sforim which are full of Rosh Tevis. Right? You write Sforim which are full of abbreviations. If anybody remembers the original Minchas Chinuch, yeah, it was a nightmare to learn from. You had to have a Luach Rosh Tevis, a Sefer of Rosh Tevis next to you. You had to look up all the time all these various Rosh Tevis which were in there. There were mistakes. And he also would write things like Kida'isa B'chulin. You know, so I'll tell you, like the Gemara says in Chulin. Well, where in Chulin? Do I know the whole of Chulin by heart? Don't know any of Chulin by heart. Yeah, so how are you going to find the Mara Mekoymus? But Baruch Hashem, I think the first major revamp of Sforim was the Minchas Chinuch. I think that was one of the first ones that came in where they printed a beautiful a new edition and they took out the Rosh HaTevis and they put in all the Mara Mekoymus and it became a Mechaya to learn from, whereas beforehand it was very difficult. Says the first of all, Al toima dovo she'ef she'lishmoya she'soifo li'shoma. In other words, don't write all these Rosh Tevis and say, yeah, you can work them out afterwards. You'll be able to work out exactly what I mean if you spend a little bit of time on research. Yeah, because the Maisa, first of all, it makes the learning very difficult and therefore the understanding difficult. And secondly, he says, you can get the halacha wrong. There is a suggestion which is brought down amongst the Poskim. There was a Sefer Eretz Tzvi from the Kozhik Lover. And that it's brought down there and in other places that once upon a time somebody was writing down, and unfortunately throughout history we had situations where in Klal Yisrael people had to write things down because they didn't have print and they didn't have editions. People in camps and people in Radifas and people in etc. Or even people who were, even printers themselves, they were writing things down and then they were setting them. There's a suggestion that, and there is, I've seen online, a Sidur from Reb Shloima Mivormaizia, the Reb Shloima of Worms, which some people suggest could be Rashi, although he's not normally known as Reb Shloima Mivormaizia, but Reb Shloima did live in Vormaizia at the time. It could be, and there the Nusach is as follows. Oz b'koil rash godoil, oifanim v'chayos mashmiyim koil. And he said, oifanim v'chayos, and that fits in perfectly. Oz, we say, B'koy Rash Godoil, when the Ofanim Machias arrived in the Nevuah of Yecheskel, B'Rash Godoil, because they were banging with their wings, etc., etc. Ofanim V'Chayos Bashmiim Koil, the Ofanim and the Chayos are the one that were making this big racket. Misnasim Lumasrofim, they raised themselves, the Ofanim V'Chayos. He wants to suggest that this person who copied it down wrote down Ofanim V'Chayos as a Rosh Tevis, Aleph Vov Ches. Same as Orachaim, yeah? But Aleph Vov Ches, yeah, Aleph Vov dot dot Ches, Yeah, and he meant to write Oifanim v'chayos mashmiim koil. And a subsequent date, somebody picked this up and he found the nusach aleph vov ches, and he made adiv v'chozok out of it. He was trying to interpret, yeah? And that's an example of what the Tiferes Yisrael says. I've heard it said, I don't know whether it's true, but in Pi Ashmua it is said that somebody went and said this over to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Zecharin Levrocha, and he said, well, not to L'choyra, because finally V'chayas Mashbim Kol fits in perfectly. Adiv V'chosok doesn't really belong there. It doesn't make sense. It sounds like it's a mistake. So he said, maybe we should change the Nusach. So Reb Chaim said like this, a nusach that the whole of Klal Yisrael has been davening for hundreds of years, we can't change the nusach. But he says, somebody who's mechaven, when he says adev v'chozok, that it really means, oifanim v'chayas mashmiim koel, loy hifsid. Said, you don't lose out. He said, it's kedai to think that, because that's what it's the, that's really what the verse means. That, you know, that after, that this is the Nevuah of Yecheskel and it's Mephorish. The Oifanim V'chayas come along, and they are the ones who are Misnasim to the level of the Strophim, and they say, Baruch Avod Hashem M'koimoy. One final point to make, and that is a famous vort of the Vilna Gaon, and it's a point that I mentioned earlier, which I said we'll come back to, which is the question of how many wings do the Malachim have? So the Nevuah of Yeshaya that we learnt about said that he saw the Seraphim, and the Seraphim had 6 wings. Yecheskel says he saw the Oifanim, and the Oifanim have 4 wings. Freit the Gemara in Chagiga, do Malachim have 6 wings, or do Malachim have 4 wings? And for the Gemara, that Kam Bezman Shebeis Hamikdash Hoyokayim, at the time when Beis Hamikdash was standing, Malachim have 6 wings, or Bezman Sheim Beis Hamikdash Kayim, they reduce to 4 wings. The Loshon of Rashi is Nismatu Pamalyo Shalmalo. That when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, then there is less Kedusha, Oibin, and somehow that's reflected in the reduction of the wings from 6 to 4. Very interesting how Meduyik Rashi and Tosfos are there. Right? Rashi says that in the Nevuah of Yeshaya, he saw 6 wings. That was Bezban Sheh Beis HaMikdash Hoyokayim. In the Nevuah of Yecheskel, the Gemara seems to imply that's Bezban Sheh Ein Beis HaMikdash Kayim. But it was 6 years before. We learnt earlier that this was 6 years before Churban HaBayis. So Rashi says very, very clearly, he says that, I can't remember the Nusach exactly, but Rashi says that because Klal Yisrael were in Shfala Madrega and the Churban HaBayis was already looming by then, and there'd already been a Golos Yechonio 5 years earlier, and 6 years later there was going to be Churban HaBayis, therefore that's already Ki'ilu, we're talking about the Zman She'ein Beis HaMikdash Kayim. Because Rashi clearly had that problem. And then look at Tosfos. Tosfos says, but Yeshaya saw Srophim with 6 wings, and Yecheskel saw Oifanim with 4 wings. So he says, maybe they've got 6 and they've got 4. What's it got? Who says, yeah? Who says that they've all got 6, but Bezman Sheh Beis HaMikdash Kayim, they lose 2 wings? Maybe they never had, maybe the Ofanim never had more than 4 wings in the same, because it was a lower Madrega of Malach, and a lower Madrega of Nevoah, etc. Tosfos says no. Tosfos says it's Mistaba, that all Malachim start off with 6 wings. But when Rachmona Litzlon, Enois and Ratzonis Shamokoim, and there's a Churban HaBayis, then we end up with, unfortunately, only 4 wings. Okay. Frek de Vilna Gaon, and which wing, the Gemara asked the Kasha, which wings do they lose? Which out of the 6 wings do they lose? Zog de Vilna Gaon, he must bring a Makor for it, I don't remember, I saw it a long time ago. But he says that the 6 wings of the Malachim are the praise of the Rabbeinu Shloilam. I mean, it's all spiritual, obviously, there are no physical wings. And he says, Keneged Boruch, Shem, Kavoid, Malchusoy, La'olam Voet. The 6 wings are Keneged, the Posuk. Each wing is Keneged, one of those words, Boruch, Shem, Kavoid, Malchusoy, La'olam Voet. And he says, and when there's a Churban HaBayis and Ein Beis HaMikdash Al Mechoinoi, then unfortunately there isn't Kavoid Malchusoi anymore. The Kavoid Malchusoi has been nismite. Ribbon Shem's covered is much lower than it was. Therefore, he says, those 2 wings come out. So therefore, at the moment, you've only got 4 wings, which are Boruch Shem La'olam Voed. U'mipnei chatoenu golinu me'atzenu, v'nisachaknu me'al admosenu. And because of our chatoim, we lost the Beis HaMikdash. We can't anymore bring the korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, we say, Ovinu Malkeinu, Gale Kavoid Malchuscha Oleinu. says, Rabbeinu Shalom, bring back those two wings. The two wings that were taken out, Kvoid Malchusoi, Galei Kvoid Malchusko Aleinu. In other words, bring back the Beis HaMikdosh, and then the Pamalya Shalmala and the Malochim will get back those two wings, which are Keneged Kvoid Malchusoi. So we'll just conclude with a tefillah. We say every day, Shoyme Goy Kodosh, Shmoy She'eris Am Kodosh, Valyova Goy Kodosh, Hamashal Shim B'Sholosh Kedushas LeKodosh. At least once, at least three times a day, we say Kodosh, 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 like the Malachim do. Yeah, and therefore, we daven to the Rebbein Shalom Galei Kavod Malchus Aleinu. He should bring the Kavod Malchus back, the Beis HaMikdosh, Korei Bezrinim Ben Agoyim, Aveinu Tzir Nir Chaburino, the Beis HaMikdosh, the Neher of Yameinu Amen. Oh,